Hello and good afternoon. Happy Starfield Day, ladies and gentlemen. Oh my God, it's finally here. We are a mere 11 hours. What am I talking about? We are 7 hours and 59 minutes away from kickoff. It is 12:01 here on the East Coast. Tonight at 8:01, we will, at least I am going to be playing Starfield. If you're on the East Coast, by all means, that's when you're going to jump in. Yeah. If you're on the West Coast, which is considered the best coast for some, you will be able to play at, yeah, that's what I say. I say, because I'm a New York guy. But listen, we're going to have a great 60 minutes. We're going to be reacting live to the reviews that apparently are going live as we speak. We're going to get into some of the media situations going on with Starfield, whether or not we feel it's going to get a fair shake. I'm going to give you a hot take of what I was doing on Tuesday at my I have two embargoes. One lifted right now, and the other will lift on September 11th. I'll get to that in a second of exactly what I'm going to be debuting on my channel. And it's pretty exciting. But let's get into the introductions first. And we have to welcome back Retri, obviously a huge member of the Xbox Factor podcast, who had to take a bit step back because of, you know, some personal things. He is going to return as a guest from time to time, and here he is, Mr. Xbox Game Pass himself, Retri. What's up, brother? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I mean, come on, it's Starfield Day. I feel real good, man. Like, I'm effing hyped. I'm trying not to swear because that's what I do when I get excited.
Listen, we'll take off the training wheels. It's if you want to curse.
Hey, God, you know it's very hard for me to keep my trucker mouth to myself. I'm just pumped, man. I'm so excited to be the worst pirate I could possibly be and steal everything that isn't nailed down to the ground.
You sandwich stealing MF.
I'm gonna all the sandwiches would be mine. I'm just ready to play this game, man. I've been waiting for this forever. I've been waiting for a new Bethesda IP forever. It's going to be a good day, man. I'm probably going to be streaming it tonight, hopefully, if I can get my setup working. I'm excited, Boom. I'm excited to talk about Starfield and just getting into the reviews. I'm curious to see where this is going to land. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad to be back. Glad you invited me. I'm glad to be here with C-Money and Umbra. And of course, you, Boom.
Yeah, brother.
Well, and listen, it's great to have you a part of today's show. Obviously, you know, this is a big day for Xbox, right? This is one of those games. Retri, you and I have had many conversations, and we have used the tagline "Zeitgeist," right? Yep. Like Zeitgeist. When is Microsoft, specifically Xbox, going to have one of these Zeitgeist, you know, stealing, you know, games? And here it is, folks. It's here. It is literally here. Starfield has eclipsed everything in gaming. And this is no shade to, like, you know, big titles like Mario Wonder or even Spider-Man 2 coming out for the PlayStation. But this game has stolen the eye, the ear, and the zeitgeist. And you know something? Like I said, I've said this before, and a lot of people have reiterated it as well. The fever pitch that is currently going on with the Xbox community is comparable, at least for me, as what I could remember, Halo 3. I was on the midnight line. I waited in line for 3 hours with gamers who were so excited to drop that bubble shield and play Halo for hours upon hours, which we all did. I got the cat cat head helmet. I had the controllers that were designed by Todd McFarlane. It was a joyous occasion. And here we are, folks. Mere hours from everyone that is anyone, Umbra. We're going to be playing this game. I'm going to be wearing the watch. I'm going to be wearing the headphones. I'm going to be nerding out with the controller. And I'm going to be sitting in the dark experiencing what you're seeing on the screen. And I cannot wait. Welcome, Umbra. How you feeling, dude?
Oh, I'm feeling great. I mean, what a time to be alive, right? I mean, we got into the Starfield we're about to enter into. I'm excited. Happy to have Retri back with us for today. And man,
yes, thank you, brother.
I'm excited to talk with you guys about it. I mean, I see some of the reviews starting to pop in, by the way, already. And
yeah. Oh, okay.
There,
so listen,
there are some shockers.
IGN, bro.
IGN being IGN. What a surprise. Their favorite fucking number.
IGN is trash, bro.
They are.
That's wild.
And what did they give it? Just out of curiosity?
Seven.
A seven.
Meanwhile, VGC gives it five. 5 out of 5. Right? That's dope.
Wow. That's crazy. Not surprising. I mean, a seven. A 7 out of 10 for you know, it's very disappointing. We're gonna get into it. Is it surprising now? Is that standard IGN, or is that like IGN France, or is that IGN? No, that's, you know, Japan? Straight up
IGN.
Wow. All right. Well, you know, I mean, listen, it's.
Well, I heard the guy who reviewed it is typically a guy who craps on Xbox. I can't even get into the site right now. It's like crashing.
But see, this is what we don't understand as fans. And first of all, before we start breaking it down. C-Money, what's up, brother? Welcome to the program. How are you?
Oh, I am doing well. Boom. Thank you for having me. Infinite Umbra, great to see you again, my friend. Retri, awesome to see you back on here, man. So
thank you, man.
Very, very happy to be here. It's Starfield Day, man. I've been so hyper focused on this day. It's crazy. Like, I've barely played anything this last week. I've just been like,
yeah, me either.
So like focused on this day. It's gonna be amazing. Reviews are coming in. You already have the 5 out of 5s, the 10s, but then you obviously have the, you know, the IGNs of the world who think.
I mean, 7's not a bad score. I mean, I've said this a million times before. Like, 7 is not a bad game, but it's IGN. You know what I mean? Like,
that's the problem. 7 from somebody else might have been a little different. Exactly. So,
well, I mean, look, I just got a post in our DM. Basically, there's been 25 reviews so far. It's sitting at a 91, even mm-hmm. with a stinker of a review from IGN.
In-game
which,
spot.
Again, it's I look. All I'm going to say is this. If the game turns out, gentlemen, to be a 7, then that's what it is.
Facts.
I that's just it. It is what it is. What we have seen, what I have heard behind the scenes on people that I know are playing it, that have you know, we've had some conversations. It's not a 7, and we'll all experience that this evening at least here in New York at 8 p.m. I don't think Meta is the end all. I know a lot of people, you know, put it like super high on their list. Of course, you want to see this thing. You know, check every box because it's a big title. I'm going to be honest with you, and I'll say this, and we'll get into some other things, you know, as we progress through today's show. What's disappointing about the IGN review is if the person that is reviewing this game has a bias that is known with, you know, through the industry as being an anti-Xbox person that does their due diligence to, you know, crap on Xbox, as Retri just said. Mm-hmm. How come a Ryan McCaffrey isn't reviewing this?
Exactly.
Like, this is I don't personally understand this. Like, you have
Calorie making a good point, man. IGN giving fucking Forspoken a 6 and a 7 of Starfield. I'm gonna roll my eyes right back in my head. Come on.
Yeah, it's wild, I don't understand how we have gotten here. And I'm gonna say this, and I know people from Xbox are listening, and I know that ultimately this is going to score well. There's gonna be a ton of hundreds. There's probably gonna be a few 70s like IGN. Hell, there may even be a 50 in there. Yeah. And if that, in fact, is the case, you know, what are you going to do? That's just ridiculous. I am going to say I was hoping for a journalistic integrity to wreak its head, you know, during a game that is so important to not only Xbox, but the industry. This is an industry-changing game. And absolutely, to see someone like IGN give it a 7, allow for a reviewer who is not an Xbox person. See, again, we have to ask the question, what is IGN doing? How come Destin Legere is not reviewing this? Mm. How come, and again, maybe Destin's busy. Okay, but What is Ryan McCaffrey?
Be really unbusy doing? For this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, you don't get busy.
Like, this is Starfield.
You don't. You set time aside. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. I mean, but I'm just saying, like, Ryan McCaffrey, his job at IGN is an editor. He is in charge of Podcast Unlocked, which is an Xbox centric podcast. He reviewed Halo 5. He reviewed, I believe, Halo Infinite. Why isn't he reviewing this? And why is something so important being given to someone who doesn't care about Xbox games? So now this is where we have to really start going through the finite points. At this point, gentlemen, I think Microsoft.
Sorry, PC Gamer. Yeah. I called this. I said PC Gamer was not giving this over an 8. And again, PC Gamer has been crapping on Xbox for a while. It gave it a 75, I guess. Not surprising. GameSpot 7, also not surprising. Wow. We told you all the Xbox tax is real. It's real, yeah, and you're seeing it in real time. Hopefully this will land at least in the high 80s, because I predicted this game being in the 80s, but being in the 90s for myself. But I am not surprised whatsoever. You would think they would get past this stick up their asses with that they got with,
especially
Xbox,
for the game like this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like this, like the scope of this game, how important this game is to still put in that media bias and just bring it down just because you want to. Like you can't have the amount of people who are saying it's 9, 10, all that fun stuff, and then be like IGN 7 by some random dude who shouldn't be reviewing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's wild to me, man.
Ain't gonna stop my fun though. I'm gonna be playing this for years, dude.
And that's the thing. Like, it's not gonna stop anyone's fun, and it shouldn't stop yours. You should play this game. You should enjoy it. And if you don't enjoy it, well, then talk about it. Tell us why. Tell the community why you didn't enjoy it. I will say this, Retro, and I'm going to go to you first on this. At what point does Xbox reconsider their relationship with IGN?
Yeah.
And some of these other media sites? Because, like, this is, you know, you called it the Xbox tax. Now, I actually, shame on me for potentially thinking that journalistic integrity would show up. I thought for sure that we were going to get a 9 out of 10 from IGN. I'm like, I'm very surprised. You're telling me they give them a 7 out of 10. I'm not surprised. And the Xbox tax that you're talking about, you got to wonder, like, I don't know. I don't know what to even say. What do you think?
Give it to somebody else. Stop. Who cares if IGN, look, the internet's a thing now. You don't need IGN anymore. You don't need them. No. If you start giving exclusive access, just like Sony does all the time, they will rob you blind. They will take away your review codes. They won't even give it to you anymore. They need to start playing hardball. F IGN. If they're going to continuously screw you every chance they can do it for clicks, then I say start giving it to there's plenty of other sites out there that'll be fair. Give it to ILP. I don't care. Like whoever. But stop doing it. Stop playing it, because IGN gets the most amount of clicks. All you're doing is giving them the most amount of clicks on negative news for yourself. That doesn't help you. You know what I mean? Give it to VGC. Give it to, I don't know. Even Eurogamer at this point. But your Kotakus, your IGNs, like your PC Gamer, it doesn't surprise me at all that they gave them a lower score either. Stop feeding them. Stop feeding them, man. Just... You get the power, take the power in your own hands. Like control the narrative a little bit better, I think Xbox needs to do. But luckily, we got plenty of other reviews out there that are raising the score too. As we know, like, scores are not everything, but there are people out there who do look at this stuff and base their purchasing power on reviews, which there's nothing wrong with that either. You know what I mean? I know we trash on Metacritic out here, but there are people who don't have excessive amounts of money who have to decide the two games I'm playing this year. You know what I'm saying? Like we did back in the day. So for those people, Metacritic does matter. You know what I mean? So, and the scores, we could say it doesn't matter. It matters. It matters. You know, Zeitgeist is real. FOMO is real. Look at what happened with Elden Ring. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it can push the needle a little bit, but I say pull the axis. That's what I say.
Facts. Yeah, I mean, listen, if I want this to be understood, and Simone, I want to go to you first on this. No one is suggesting that if you give my game a bad review because it's a bad game, you should be, you know, you should get the Sony ramifications.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry to say, whether you're in first place or third place, there has to be some sort of repercussions for taking a game like Starfield that is as bombastic and important to Xbox as a platform and allowing for abuse. If the game is a 7, then it is a 7. But if this game is a 9 and it's getting the quote unquote, you know, Xbox tax, because I mean, look, here's a perfect example of what I'm trying to convey here, folks. I'm not going to cry over this. I'm not losing anything. I'm playing tonight at 8:00. I've invested heavily. I got the $300 edition. I got the controller. I got the headset. I'm all in, right? So I don't care what anyone says. Ultimately, this game has taken over the internet. Spider-Man is in a couple of weeks, and no one is talking about it. And you know something? No one may even talk about it because Starfield is still going to remain that big. So ultimately, the Metacritic score is really not going to matter to me. I think C-Money, though, there is something to be said about seeing the way Sony does their business. Now, maybe Microsoft isn't going to be as cutthroat as Sony, but there has to be some ramifications for allowing your game to be shit on by a reviewer that, let's say, for instance, well, I don't like Bethesda games and there's too much to do. So why the F are you reviewing this game? And why isn't the editor in chief at the so-called publication saying, you know what, we want to put someone on this game that is a Bethesda fan. We want to put someone on this game that understands the size of this game and wants to invest 150 hours. Not someone that's going to play for 11 hours and be like, yeah, you know, the side quests were lame and the shooting was okay. What exactly are we doing? Should Microsoft, should, you know, specifically Xbox, you know, take a keen eye to this?
Absolutely. I don't know how much they have to see happen before they make it, you know, before they make that type of move. Because it's like, if this was like the first thing, it's like, okay, wow, this is random, right? But this has like been nonstop. Like, it's just been like this last month has been crazy with the amount of disrespect coming towards Xbox, right? Now, obviously, like, yeah, you know, to me, you and everybody on here and probably you guys in the chat and all that fun stuff, the people who follow it closely, the Metacritic doesn't matter, right? But obviously, we do know that, you know, Bethesda has made this game. It's 25 years in the making. This is Xbox's first big, you know, big title, like in forever, right? Like, this is their big game. And to have, you know, some respect put on the name, I think is important. You know, when you see these reviews coming in that people are, I mean, you're 90 Metacritic, there's people who are loving this game. You're telling me that IGN doesn't think it makes sense for them to put an Xbox person on this? Because guess what? You don't need a neutral here, because that guy is not, PlayStation is not getting this game. So it doesn't matter what the review is. They have nothing to do with it. So you put somebody who knows Xbox, loves Xbox, and is actually going to be playing this game. And if they think that the game's a 7, then it's a 7, right? That's fine. But when you have, you know, somebody on here who's reviewing this game, who is clearly not someone who is prone to being on the side of Xbox.
Well,
right?
you know, let me just stop you there, because I want you to continue. But just for clarification, if you want to know who reviewed it, is Dan Stapleton. And I'm sorry to say, that guy has so much baggage and so much luggage.
Yep.
That's negative. He's an anti-Xbox guy.
He's got a career as an anti-Xbox guy.
Besides some other things, dude. I don't really want to get into where it's really, really uncool with some of the things that he has been accused of.
Yeah, we remember. We don't forget.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to send anyone to attack the guy and say, "Oh, Boomstick sent me." No, we don't do that here. You know, if you want to, you know, you do that on your own accord. Don't say that I said it. But we know Dan Stapleton of IGN is a giant Xbox troll. Like, that guy is a, pardon my French, he's a fucking asshole. Sorry, I had to say it, all right?
Yep.
And
people called this, too, before, when, as soon as they knew who was reviewing it, everyone was saying, uh-oh, it's going to be a bad, well, our lower
score. I didn't even know it was announced that he was going
to
review it.
Oh, yeah, it was days ago.
See, again, no one on this panel is bothered by a bad review. We're going to play the game. Whether we love it or hate it, we can't say yet because we don't have the game. I have not played the game. I have not watched anyone play the game. I'm going to be playing for the first time with everyone at 8:01 here in New York.
Right.
I'm very excited for it. I can't wait. This is my kind of game. A Bethesda joint is my kind of game. I'm going to invest potentially 1,000+ hours in this game. And I don't really care what anyone says. I think where I have a problem, C-Money, is that even when Xbox is doing it right, even when they're getting it right, even though they're putting out this jumping off point, the media refuses to get out of their way. But I want this to be said right now live on the air. If this was a Sony exclusive, it'd be 10 to 11. Generation 11.
11. 11 out of 10. They would. IGN would have created a brand new level just to give this game an 11, right?
Yeah.
That's the shit that they would have done. Meanwhile, you have all these places giving it the 10s, giving it the 9s, right? And then they come out of nowhere with this nonsense. And again, it's not, I feel, this is what I feel. This is the way I look at it. They know that there's going to be millions and millions and millions of people who are going to be looking for this review, right? And the way they see it, is if they gave it a 9 out of 10 or a 10 out of 10, like everybody else, then people are just going to go look and say, oh, okay, 9, just like everybody else. Right. But you give it a 7, and then what has to happen? Now you have everybody clicking into that review to sit there and read what the hell these people are talking about. You have people watching the YouTube video to go in there and complain about it. But guess what? IGN loves those complaints because that means you're in the video. Giving them views, watching that, giving them the watch hours. This is what they want. They can give three craps about Xbox and their situation. All they care about is the money. And they look at it and they say to themselves, listen, again, let's give it a low score. Give it a 7. That's still a good game. How many IGN people are going to come on Twitter and say, 7 is still good. 7 is still good. Get out of here with that shit. You know. I know, everybody knows that a 7 in today's world, in today's world, with the amount of games that exist, 7 is not good enough. It may be good, but it's not good enough. And people don't give a shit about 7s. That's just the way it is. If your game comes out and your Metacritic is a 7, why would I play your game unless I'm predisposed to wanting to play your game, right? Like, unless I really know that I want to play that game regardless. Sure. But outside of that, if you're just wandering through and you're like, oh, I heard of this game. What? Let me take a look and see what they got. IGN gave it a 7? Wow. You got to remember, Metacritic is for us, right? A lot of people like us, sure, we know Metacritic. We follow all that stuff. Most people, when you look at how many views IGN gets, those people don't translate to Metacritic. Metacritic ain't getting those same amount of traffic that IGN gets. Some people, or I would say the majority of people who go to IGN, just go to IGN. Just look at their review. Mm-hmm. See it's a 7, and to them, it's going to be like, well, it's crap. It's not worth it because they gave, you know, this other game a 10, right? So it's not nowhere in comparison, right? So obviously this game is nowhere near as good as Baldur's Gate 3, right? Because, you know, it's a 7. It's not worth the time. And it just
goes to show you
that they have the balls to do this, bro.
It's very California of IGN to go against the grain for relevance. And Umbra, I want to bring you in on the conversation. And guys, we'll come back around. So IGN Japan gives it 100, right?
France was now, again, each,
yeah, IGN France gives it a 90. IGN US 70. Like I said, listen, at the end of the day, folks, this is going, it's currently sitting at an 89 with all the on Meta. It has a total of 26 reviews, 89 Metacritic. Has one
91 on open.
Oh, it's on open. Okay, so we'll you know, listen, look, at the end of the day, this is a giant W. Please, folks, don't get yourself so twisted. And like, I almost feel like a heel because I cursed on my own show, and I really don't like to do that. But that guy, Dan Stapleton, besides being known as an unbelievable big old racist, he's an anti-Xbox prick. So, you know, and again, that's not my opinion. I've had people tell me in the background, and I'm like, well, that's very disappointing because, well, he represents IGN. Why would he be in that position? Listen, I don't know. But I can tell you that people I've spoken to have some really negative things to say about him as a person. And outside of him being a terrible person, he's also a terrible reviewer because we know that he's anti-Xbox. And it just, Umbra, it's, again, it's just one site. It's IGN. We kind of knew that we were going to get, you know, potentially some mixed reviews or even a bad review. Some people are like, oh, 7 is not a bad review. It isn't. It is when it's an Xbox game. And it is when you have, and we talked about this last night on Primetime Gaming, that there is something to be said about an Xbox tax. Retri made a perfect point of that. Again, OpenCritic 91, Metacritic 89. It's a 2-point difference. I'm just saying that for you as a gamer, please do not allow for poor reviews to get yourself so twisted that you're not going to enjoy the game. The game is going to be amazing. You're going to
I-80s is a damn good game, no matter what IGN try to lower it.
Well, you know what it is.
Excellent.
And that's the other thing.
It's perception, bro. Perception is the problem.
Yeah.
You're not saying like Xbox has a perception problem, right? Like that's the issue. Like Xbox is looked at in a certain way. And when you go ahead and take the biggest review site there is, and go ahead and you strike it. That's what you're doing. You're striking against Xbox on purpose. You're doing it for the clicks. You can't have that many people, and especially look, IGN in other countries. They see it. What's the difference? The difference is these people are biased. You know, what Stella did online and put her opinion in writing.
It was a preemptive attack.
When did you
I'm going to tell you right now. I know that we can't take just IGN here. I know we can't do that. And it still does have great reviews, right? 89 and a 91. I have no doubt in my mind, though, or in my heart, that if this game was PlayStation exclusive or at least multi-plat, it wouldn't be getting the damn 7 out of 10.
It would be, well, yeah, it would not be given the 70. Yep. Yeah,
I refuse to believe it. They'd find something like, oh, well, the haptic feedback or some nonsense. They would not give this a 7 out of 10. And this is the problem that so many of us have with IGN.
I haven't read an IGN article in years. I won't trust them.
That's the biggest problem. And we talk about a perception issue with Xbox. Yeah, but IGN has that perception too. They have a perception problem with integrity.
Yeah, but and, only for that. But that's
yeah.
Only
but integrity doesn't us, matter. Dude. Look, I worked it's in TV for us. 18 years. If it bleeds, it leads. No one gives a shit about integrity when your bills are getting paid.
Hey, Umbra.
Nobody cares.
Look at the views on
I'm going to be honest with you. Despite these scores looking like this, I'm actually pissed off to see that 7 from IGN. I'm going to be
mad right now.
Yeah.
Because I gave them the benefit of the doubt. I was thinking this game's going to score through the moon because there's no way that they can look at Starfield and put their traditional Xbox hate bullshit towards them. And it's like, are you kidding me? Come well, on, you know man.
What, Umbra? I'm going to read to you because I'm going to get to the super chat, folks. There's been a lot of them. So thank you so much for the generosity.
Yeah, shout out to you guys.
Umbra, I want to just read you what NightWolf3186 has said. He dropped the $5 super chat, and I will get everyone's. He says Dan Stapleton's Twitter. This is what he says. Now that my Starfield review was over, I can move on to something different.
Why even put that out? Why even say that, dude? Like, that's why? The shit because I'm talking about. I am so tired of these IGN people, like that clown girl putting out her opinion before she played it.
God.
Dude, you can't do that. You cannot do that when you are the number one.
You know what, Retri? The problem
can't
is
do it.
The problem is that not that they can't, it's that they shouldn't. But the problem is they get away with it, right? Care.
Yeah, and that's the and nobody's issue. Gonna do anything.
And I saw somebody
Xbox
say
to lose their mark
and
there.
I saw
right?
somebody Xbox say that they should Microsoft should, you know, blacklist them basically. Now I wouldn't say that, but what I would do is stop giving them access. They wouldn't get access to my events. They wouldn't get access to interviews with Phil Spencer or anybody else at Xbox ever again.
Yes,
and it's not to make them acquiesce, but it's a matter of fairness. And I just don't believe this game is a 7 out of 10. I refuse to believe it. And
I'm gonna find out real soon.
And listen, I look at his other scores, and I think that's something that's gonna have to be. I'm pretty sure I'm saying that, but I know there are much more diehard Xbox fans than me that's already parsing through his stuff and like, hold on.
Yeah, he gave Prey a terrible number. I can't remember what it was, but I remember I think it was him, or maybe it was someone from IGN gave Prey a very, very low number. So they have some issues specifically.
I just don't trust them. But IGN is wishy-washy. GameSpot, I expect it almost a 7 because GameSpot is kind of tough. GameSpot is difficult always when it comes.
They gave Prey a 4 out of 10. I couldn't remember the number. It was a 4.
Prey is one of the best games that has been released, bro.
Yeah, don't tell me it's not real, dude.
That's wild, dude.
PC gamer, like you said. Well, you know what, Retri, you made mention of something. Because they are like that as well. They've kind of been a little
PC gamer. I've been watching them like a hawk. They've been super back and forth with Xbox.
Yeah,
they're going to do that because of the clicks, right? They're doing it. These smaller, bigger companies, right? So they're big, but not big, right? So they're not IGN big. They're doing the same thing. They want you to click on their shit so that you can go and see that it's a, you know, why they gave it a low score, right? If it was a high score, nobody's going to click because they have other places that are giving it a high score. They give it a low score. Every low score that this got, people are going to dive into there and dissect it and go complain and do all that stuff. And they just want the money, bro. That's what they did, man. And that's beyond ridiculous. That's beyond ridiculous.
It's also like you pointed out when we read it out and you said that IGN Japan gave it a 10 out of 10 of all places, Japan. And this is not this is not the type of gaming they do over there.
You know who doesn't run the Japan one?
US
IGN does not run the Japan one.
What's NL? What's IGN New World? What is that?
Netherlands, maybe?
I'm not too sure. But they gave it an 8.5. Why the US? We have to fail here with the 7 out of 10. No more USA chance, anybody.
No, I don't. I want you to drive that point home, Umbra, because you seem upset, and I really want you again. I want to talk about it because
it's the Netherlands. Thanks, Hargit.
Yeah,
I was right. It's Netherlands.
It's I
see an IGN US to the Netherlands. Switch places or something. I don't know. The Netherlands gave it 8.5. You had Japan give it a 10 out of 10. I'm not expecting the game to get a 10 out of 10 from everybody. I see, Destructoid gave it a 10 out of 10. And I saw Aaron Greenberg.
BGC gave it a 10 out of 10 as well.
So my thing that I would go to that I love to, who I love to listen to and I trust would be somebody AGC? Like an ACG.
ACG,
Or ACG, Mr. Matty Plays. You know, those people I trust. And I would even say somebody like a SkillUp. You know, I know it's Risky. It's one of his favorites. Of course, he didn't get a review code. You know, he's the dog, Bethesda too much probably. But
well, he's in the doghouse with Bethesda
he
for a couple of reasons.
A little too much. But
you know, so, I mean, that's...
My thing is, I trust those guys. I just don't have any trust for IGN. But even like we were talking about a minute ago, I gave them the benefit of the doubt. And this is what you get. And this is what you get from giving them the benefit of the doubt. They just do exactly what you would feel IGN would do at the end and drop the ball. So I don't know, man. I feel like we have to play the game first before we can say too. So I know I'm.
No, that I absolutely agree. I think you're onto something. Yeah. Like right now, we're reacting to the reviews. Listen, folks. I tried. When I tell you, I tried to get a review copy so we could have this conversation on this show about the review that I can personally say. The channel's still too small, and it's perfectly fine. I did get approved for the code. It's just it's coming today rather than I would have had it 2 weeks ago, like some of the bigger ones. And you know something, there's no shade there. It's fine. And it's to be honest, for Bethesda, it's fair. The channel is still small.
I want to point that out too, because Abdel just pointed out. I forgot about that. IGN did give Deathloop a 10 out of 10.
But remember, it was a PlayStation exclusive.
Mango. Yep,
when they gave it a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, yep. There's context there.
And
exactly.
I played Deathloop. I did not like Deathloop at all.
I thought if anything deserved a 7 out of 10, I think it would be Deathloop.
Deathloop deserved a 7. Exactly. Deserved a 7 out of 10. I'm sorry.
Gentlemen and Umbra, it makes you wonder, because Retro said something earlier. They gave Forspoken a 6 out of 10. And that game was probably deserving of a 2 because it was broken.
Yeah.
So what's one
right
point?
It's right next
one
to
One more point
Come
for
on,
one of the
now.
Most ambitious games ever made.
Yeah. One more.
I don't buy
There's
it.
One. It's like you got Forspoken, I guess you can, if you want to boot bump a little bit, go play Starfield. Like, come on, man.
I want to see his reasoning for why he gave.
Oh, I have his reasoning right
as,
here. Hold on.
As I play it, though, I want to see this as I play it and see what he talks about and if that makes sense. Because I'm going to play this game thoroughly, and I want to see if his what he said adds up.
Okay, so this Good is news. What Dan Stapleton,
ACG loved it. So there you go.
Okay, well, this Good is what this is what Dan Stapleton said. This was his review. 7. Starfield has a lot of forces working against it, but eventually the allure of the expansive role-playing quest and respectable combat make its gravitational pull difficult to resist.
What?
That doesn't even make any sense.
That makes no... Oh, whatever. I want to curse so bad. That makes no sense, bro.
Yeah,
No sense.
Even better like off said, just saying folks, it's Xbox exclusive and just gave it a 7 out of 10. And it kept moving.
Yeah,
maybe he could have saved us all time and just done that instead.
Oh my god.
Yeah. It's an Xbox exclusive, and you know what? I don't like Xbox, so I'm gonna move on to let's say I don't know, Spider-Man 2. I'm reviewing that. 13 out of 10.
Spider-Man 2, excellent. 10.
Yeah, no, 13 out of 10. Not 10.
Yeah. Kill it.
Look, this is a game that is going to for many be a review in progress, because I think you have to be fair here, you have to put, I think, minimum 20 plus hours into to give a full on, like I've built a ship. I've gone to, you know, 11 planets. I've had a bunch of side quests. I stole a bunch of sandwiches, whatever you're going to do. Right. I'm not saying he didn't play it as much as he should have, but I am going to say, that we are in, I think we're coming to a point, gentlemen, where Microsoft and specifically Xbox they're gonna have to take these reviews to heart and say, why are we banging our head against the wall with the GameSpots? Why you know what I'm saying? Because look what happened with Eurogamer, right? And I'm not gonna curse, because I really this is a PG-13 show. What happened to Eurogamer was F around and find out. That's what happened. And they were, it was almost poetic what Bethesda did. They handed the code to Eurogamer to say, you can't touch this. Hand it off to Digital Foundry, which is a part of the company. They're going to do their analysis. They're not going to do their review. You don't get a code. Now, unfortunately, they got a code the next day because they went out and they cried on social media. And I guess Microsoft, it could have been coming from Microsoft. Like, hey, you know, let's just give them a code. I want them to show their fangs. You know, I'm sorry when folks, Amber, I want to go back to you. When Sony gets an unfavorable review, what happens, Umbra? I'm not going to say it. I'll wait for you to say it.
We already know what happens. They'll get blacklisted into oblivion. Mm-hmm. Look at the Survivor. Look what happened with
Survivor. Yep.
And nobody cared. They said a little bluster. Oh, well, that's not right what they did to them, blah, blah, blah. And that was the end of it. We didn't hear anything else.
Nobody would move against Sony.
Exactly. There's another guy out there who flat out tells you on his video that's circulating. I've seen him before talk about it on how they handle reviews there at IGN and how Sony handles it if you give them a bad review and how they'll blacklist you in different ways. We already know how that works. You know what I mean? Yeah. And my thing is, it's not so much that I don't know if we can go the route of saying, hey, you have to punish these people by just taking access from everybody, right? Because at the end of the day, it's going to make them look away if you do that. What I will
they could tell them to go to Xbox only too, you know what I'm saying? Like, just only give it to the Xbox guys.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's ways to get around that, but it's also, like I said, you wouldn't get access. You wouldn't get access to my people. You wouldn't get access to interviews. All these things that everybody else would get, these IGN first, you wouldn't get any of it. And there's going to be some Xbox games they're going to want to have for IGN first. I can guarantee you that. The Elder Scrolls 6, for instance, you wouldn't get any of that. I would get access to everybody else but you. Destructoid would get it. Matter of fact, you gave us a 10 out of 10. All right, we like the way you're moving right now. Let's go ahead and give you that. You get this exclusive with Phil Spencer. Phil Spencer, IGN Japan. IGN Japan, get Phil Spencer. Somebody gets Phil, but it ain't going to be IGN.
It's not like that, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, it shouldn't be. It's not like, oh, you gave us a good review, so we'll give that to you. You know what I'm saying? Or you gave us a bad review, so you don't get it. It's when you give a bad review in bad faith. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you're purposely doing it.
Something's
right?
gonna have to add up, man. Because if I'm across the scores and I'm seeing tens, I'm seeing nines and eights. How do you drop to a seven, IGN? How does that happen? Question. And even your sister sites over in different countries are at 8.5 is almost a 9 and 10 out of 10. Something is wrong here. And I'm not trying to hear this. Well, we just look at it differently. Our opinion. Nobody's opinion is that vastly different. If you understand Bethesda games and how they work. If he played a Fallout 4, which he did and gave, and because you have a super chat that points that out, right. there is no way in the world you gave Fallout 4 that score and you came to this and you're like,
sure, there is. Because why? But exactly, C Money, because it was multi-plat and it wasn't owned by who?
Yeah,
wasn't owned by Xbox.
Exactly. That's why that score is so high. I'm just saying, Stapleton has a reputation against Xbox. Not against Bethesda necessarily, against Xbox. Yep. And you're literally seeing it in real time. You're seeing the difference between Fallout 4 that was known to be a buggy ass mess when it came out. And that guy scored it like crazy. And look what happened with Starfield, which is apparently not that buggy from a lot of people that we've heard from. Mm-hmm. So that, I mean, it's not that hard. You do I can do 5 minutes looking into this little discovery and see Dan Stepanson is absolutely full of shit, dude. Like, it just is. You know what I mean? They're doing it for the clicks. They know when they put it.
Of course.
Look, these guys aren't stupid. When they put a 7 out of 10, which is not a bad score, but still, for Starfield, a generational game, it doesn't look that great. They know when they put that 7 on the website,
exactly what they're doing.
They are going to get so many dude, it's going nuts right now.
I can only imagine. He must have thousands of hits.
It is going crazy right now. And guess what? All we're doing is getting him paid. That's it. He's getting paid on Twitter, just like the girl from IGN. Everyone, we all got her paid from reacting with her. That's just the truth. That's how Twitter works now. That's how this stuff works. Like, you know,
they'd have no integrity. Everything else is just spicy. A click farm or something, and to get you to come to their sites and click.
That's why I love Skill Up. That's why I love ACG. These guys, like, whether you disagree with them or not, I believe in my heart they have integrity. This is why I look for YouTube reviewers, and I don't pay attention to websites that give a 5 out of 10 for a game like this. Like, are you kidding me?
You give a 5 out of 10 to my
game. That's a broken game.
Yeah, that's a broken game. If you give me a 5 out of 10 and I if I am if Microsoft or Bethesda and Todd Howard and I see that you gave my game a 5 out of 10, you're never getting a code from me again.
I don't care
if you cry into the heavens to God. He better step down out of heaven himself and tell me to give you that code. That's the only way you're getting it. Because that just tells me that you are bumming us on purpose at that point. You can't it's like seeing a game with 4 out of 10 or 5 out of 10. You know the game means it's broken. You know that's what it means. A game is bad, flat out. So That's 2 points up from a 5 that the IGN gave this. Now, again, a 7 is good, right? And I'm using air quotes. You can't see it, but you can sell high.
Yeah, I'll do it for you.
There you go. Thank you. Good. But the problem is, it's like Retro pointed out, this is a generational game. We expect to be a generationally great game. It's going to last on for years and decades, mm-hmm. right? Much like the games before it. If you have this, and it's been so hyped, it's one of the most hyped games I've ever seen.
Yes. Yeah,
probably in years. I mean, the only one I can think of that's been like close is Cyberpunk, and I don't know. I go back to Halo 3 because that it reminds me of Halo 3's launch, and I remember how crazy that was back then.
Absolutely. Yep.
But you have this game that's super hyped, and you like, oh, 7. He knew exactly what he
knew
was
it to it. He yep. knew it. It's all for clicks.
Yeah, and I see someone in the chat saying it's irrelevant. It's not irrelevant, brother. This is them getting paid is not irrelevant. That's why they do it. That's he's saying I don't care. He's getting paid. That's irrelevant to the issue. No, it's not. That is the issue. They're doing these low numbers and they're doing this stuff so IGN gets clicks. How is that irrelevant?
Explain that to me, Alvin, please. Listen, look. Have your opinion, folks. We're here to have an open discussion. Okay. It's not just IGN that gave it a bad review. It's disappointing that IGN gave it a bad review. But again, I really want to take a step back and say, please do not allow a bad review to spoil your excitement. This is a game that you should be excited about, regardless of whether or not you're a PlayStation guy or gal. This is supposed to be, folks, a celebration of gaming. This has been declared already a generational game. Okay. Look on the screen. This is from the direct. If this doesn't get you excited, then maybe this game isn't for you. That's perfectly fine. I think really where the crux of the conversation comes into play is that there are certain sites that will give and do their due diligence to push a review and do it the way it's supposed to be done. I always find it perplexing that a review is given to, let's say, for instance, someone gave me, said, boom, we want you to review this new RTS. Well, I don't play RTS games. That's not my bag. That's a Pong Soul thing. You would seek him out and say, hey, Pong, you're an RTS dude. Why don't you review this game? And what you're going to get is maybe he gives it a point more than the average person because that's what he's into. But that's who you want reviewing the game. What I find perplexing for a lot of these sites is that you'll hear well after, oh, well, the review was given to someone that doesn't really care so much for, let's say, first-person open-world shooters. Or Bethesda games. Oh, they're not Bethesda game fans. I don't understand. Like, not to just pile on the rabbit of IGN. They are a million-dollar conglomerate, right? They have a lot of money. They have a lot of subscribers. I don't subscribe to them anymore. I used to. I have fallen off with a lot of the people that they have hired. Some of the people there, yes. I don't care for because they're ultimately terrible people. And if they have these terrible beliefs, I'm not going to support the company. Dan Stapleton is one of those people. What happened with Stella, now, I don't think she's a terrible person, but she is a PlayStation person. And, you know, and Ember, I want to go back to you quickly on this because I want to get your point in this. You said it was preemptive. Like, and I have to agree with you because what she ultimately did, and I said this yesterday in my stream that I had, you know, it was like an impromptu stream. Normal people will type, right? We have 140 characters and we'll say our point. For anyone to go to Microsoft Word, type up this declaration, take a screenshot of it to put it into your tweet. There's something wrong with that. Like if you have to start your tweet with a definition of why you're saying what you're saying, I think there's a problem there, Umbra. And I like the way I think that the people like myself and you who respectively gave our opinions to her and did it the right way and didn't curse and didn't finger point and accuse her of sexism or anything stupid like that, I think that she was wrong. And she must have thought she was wrong, unless someone at the top was like, listen, you gotta fix this because we're getting a lot of negative stuff over this. And she did do it wasn't an apology. It was more like a further explanation to the stupidity. And then she locked her account because I guess she was getting a lot of crap from a lot of people. Now, again, I said this yesterday. Bullying is not accepted on this channel. We don't like that. We don't like racism, sexism. None of that stuff here is accepted in any way, shape, or form on this channel. We are people, and everybody matters. And if you have a different opinion, that is okay. It is okay to have a different opinion. Her opinion was very skewed, and I hate
Falcon,
to say
Falcon
this.
Falcon says Stella needs her groove back. Yes, she does.
Well, not even an opinion. She didn't play it.
The problem is,
you can't have an opinion on
that's
something.
That's the biggest
play.
Issue. She was like, yeah. So, and she had a whole little, like you said, typed out little document that she could share. Oh, these are my thoughts. The world is this. This is that. It's like you didn't even touch the game yet.
You want to know what would happen if you had worked for me 20 years ago in the news? You're fired.
You'd have been fired.
Day. That yeah. day you're fired. I don't see yeah. people just don't. I don't think you guys like, we just puke everything that comes to our heads and put it on yes. Twitter. But you can't do that as a journalist. You can't. There's has to be integrity. And I'll tell you right now, back in the day, this is a fireable offense.
The worst offense for me, Red Tree, though, is the fact that she hasn't done this for any other game. I know she didn't.
No, right. This is the first time people have done this.
Let me jump out of the window and throw this out there and throw some shade on your excitement really quick. Even though I'm on IGN Unlocked for Xbox. Let me go out there and just put this negative energy out there real quick. And I thought it was preemptive because she knew behind the scenes what this ball headed bearded goof had already written. That's why she said that.
That's it's like let's not slander bald people now.
I'm bald too.
Yeah. So
all right.
It's like being fat.
It's like being fat and
calling somebody else fat. I'm bald too, so I can say it.
That's right. You're gay. You're
bald headed.
Go on with your bad self.
This bald headed scallywag. Right?
Scallywag.
Scoundrel. This is crazy. The reason that IGN is such a crap show altogether as well is because they have such a. It's like a hive mind. Like they don't want to be the person to give it a good review if everybody else is going to be pissed that they gave it a good review. Like all of the they're all PlayStation people. Well, right? Like the guy wearing the chain, talking crap about Xbox on camera, the PlayStation chain. Like how do you do that and make that make sense, right? Like they just all like they're so afraid of being different from each other. That they want to just all do it the same. So if they already hear and Dan is saying that this is going to be a low score, they're putting it out there. They're excited to jump on. It's crazy. Yeah. It blows my mind. Like it doesn't even make sense to me.
Imagine, by the way.
It's got a 90 now, though.
Imagine, by the way, if they would have dared give this game to Metro UK.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's a perfect example of someone who's just going to automatically give it a crap score.
Yeah, imagine.
Well, I mean, obviously, we're closing on an hour. I got to catch up on the Super Chats. We'll get everyone's final thoughts out of here. This is meant to be a smaller show. I didn't want to bring the show down with, you know, specifically harping on Dan Stapleton's stupidity, because that's ultimately what it is.
Fuck that
guy. It's not your fault. We didn't know this was going to happen. You know what I'm saying? We came in here with a different game plan.
Right. No. But I mean, again, I have to put this out as a disclaimer, because even though I know we have 600 people here, I don't like negativity because I think that it's gross. And I know it drives sales. I know it drives engagement. I'd rather just not. I'd rather have less views being honest and being open and having fun being a negative prick. It's unfortunate that we, and again, I think that all of us today in the 60 minutes that we're here, even though we have a distaste for IGN, I think we were all very, very stout in our opinions. And I think we were all very fair. You know, like I said, Dan Stapleton's history is out there. Everyone knows his behavior is not, you know, his human behavior is just not good. That's what's been put out there. I don't know him personally. I wouldn't want to know him personally. But to take it back down to why we're here, his review is very skewed. And again, I before we, you know, I read the super chats, you got to ask the question, when you have someone like a Ryan McCaffrey who's an IGN veteran. Now, I don't agree with a lot of what he has to say. I used to be a big fan of Ryan's, not so much now. He's not a terrible person. We have different views. He goes his way, I go my way. It's fine. It's all right. That's the guy you want reviewing this game. A Destin Legere, who, again, I don't know if it's a time thing because, you know, he's got his family and everything. And I know Christine Money was like, no, but this is a game you make time for. This is it's a meaningful game.
Absolutely.
1,000% I agree. It's just a bit perplexing when you see who is doing these reviews and their history is being anti-Xbox, and not even just being anti-Xbox. Literally, like I did a search, and it came up as one of many things for Dan Stapleton that he got caught on a hot mic, you know, dumping on Xbox when he thought it should have been.
Yep.
And that's not that's like I mean, like, I know Microsoft can't or Xbox can't say, hey, send it to this one because they're going to give us a better review. But IGN certainly can do that. IGN can be like, yeah, I don't know so much, Dan. This is, I know you know, he's high ranking official there. So I guess he has a lot of say, and maybe he wanted to review this, but I don't know. It's ultimately, it's going to score well. It's going to be 80. I think it's going to score between an 89 and a 91. That's a great score. You know, take it for what it's worth. Does it deserve a 97? Is it going to lose Game of the Year to Baldur's Gate? If it does, maybe Baldur's Gate is better. We don't know because we haven't played it yet. But it's going to be in the Game of the Year conversation for sure. And if you're a Bethesda fan like I am and everybody on this panel, you're going to enjoy this game regardless of who gives it what. So again, I just really want to stress, don't get yourself bent out of shape. Don't go into this game mad. Go into this game like an excited kid. Go into this game like a gaming fan is supposed to. There are people in here that are saying just talking about it is giving them goosebumps. That's how you're supposed to approach this.
Facts.
Don't let the negative, fervor with some knuckleheads ruin your excitement. And you want to, you know, get out there on the social streets and prove them wrong. Please just have fun with the game. Don't worry about what Dan Stapleton or what any of these other knuckleheads have to say. If they're anti-Xbox, they have to eventually, I think Microsoft and Xbox, they're going to have to take a keen eye to this for the next game. They really are. Sith Lord, dropped the first super chat of the day, generous friend of the program, says this after dropping a $5 super chat. The only subscription that I have that doesn't increase in its price, unlike a subscription that doesn't deliver day one and doesn't put community first. He's talking about Xbox Game Pass. And of course, that's referring to the $40 increase for PlayStation's premium PlayStation Plus, which is I will not be upping my subscription. Did have an article. So I know someone mentioned, I didn't see it, but I think they did have an article, but it was very.
Yeah, but a news article versus talking bad about it.
Yeah, well, they did not go against Sony, which they won't, which is disgusting. Quan the Terrible drops a very generous $5 super sticker. So Quan, thank you so much for being here. Juan TJ drops a $2 super chat and says, hell yeah, Starfield is at 5 p.m. for you. Obviously, you're on the West Coast, so congratulations. Nightwolf 3186 drops an additional $5 super chat and says, I can't explain how giddy I am right now. Yeah. The last time I felt this way is when the first Mass Effect was coming out, The Witcher 3 and Halo 3, of course, three mammoth games to get excited about. Chris R dropped a very generous $5 super chat and says, not surprised at GameSpot. They're the Russian judge game reviewers.
No,
that
score
is
for
hilarious.
You.
No soup for you, indeed.
No score for you, comrade.
Gamer by Choice, who's been a channel member. Holy matrimony. Dude, thank you so much for the generosity. for 47 months, folks.
Damn.
Says, boom.
Wow.
We are in a world where you have media that has biases for politics. We can't expect gaming media to be better than the news media. It's sad that we cannot just judge something on merit. Very, very strong point. Titan 2793 dropped a very generous $5 super chat and says, my honey-do list is done, and I am ready for Starfield. Awesome show and great guests. Brother, thank you so much for being here, Titan. And listen, folks, it's a holiday weekend. Starfield is the biggest game of the year so far. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you. I'm going to do something that an old man like myself can't do as much as I'd like to, and that is stay up past, like, midnight, because I used to do that as a kid, and now I'm going to be 53. I just can't do it. And mind you, I work out 3 days a week. I'm eating right. I'm losing weight. I can't. I am telling you right now, I am having a coffee, a strong-ass coffee tonight, and I will be playing from 8, and I will be playing probably at around 2 o'clock in the morning, because obviously I got to get up at 6 with Mrs. Boom, and then, of course, Breakfast with Boom tomorrow morning. It's going to be our, you know, review in progress, our gameplay talk. Anyone that wants to join that has worked before, I've already sent out the invites. You can join us. It's going to be a big party, going to be a big release party tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please don't miss that. It's probably going to be one of the biggest shows of the week for sure. Dean Rivera drops a very generous $5 super chat and says, at the end of the day, the number shouldn't matter. But if it was a PlayStation exclusive, I guarantee it would have been a 9. But like I said, screw without the reviewers. You are correct in saying that, Dean. I think you're onto something. I think it was Retro that said it. He called it the Xbox tax, and unfortunately, that does in fact exist.
So just
this solidified it, by the way.
Paul this Tassi solidified gave it a review. I think he gave it a 9.
Yeah, he did 9.5.
So 9.5 for him. He says a 7 out of 10 is genuinely wild to me. But whatever.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And who said that? Paul Tassi.
Paul Tassi.
No, and I will say even something about Paul. He's baffled
by the sevens.
And he's like a flopper, right? Like you think he's cool, then sometimes he's not. So
I'm going to say this about Paul Tassi. I really do like the way he writes. I do stop what I'm doing to read his things. I like Paul Tassi a lot. I will say this, be fair. I certainly do not always agree with Paul Tassi, and that's fair. But I really do like him as a journalist. He's one of the ones I will go to. Like if someone says, hey, Paul Tassi just wrote a review, like a Jez Corden, like a Jeff Grubb. I will.
Randall Thor, when he throws out a review, which he doesn't do too many times, but when he does, it's typically pretty good.
I'll stop and listen. I like Paul Tassi. So for Paul and Paul's mainstream media, for him to say that, I just take it for what it's worth. Again, I don't attack Dan Stapleton. Please don't do that. I have to say this, folks. You know I'm ex-law enforcement. All right. I don't want to see anyone get in trouble for a game. Please don't threaten, don't berate, don't bully. He gave his opinion. We don't like it. It stinks. Okay, great. But please don't beat up on these people. You know what I'm saying? There are human beings, and I have to say this because the human being factor for me and Mrs. Boom is at the ground of why we started this channel. And it matters to us. That's why we are so embedded into this community, because people matter. We don't care race, creed, color, sexual orientation, religion, it never matters to us because you're a human being. So I'm asking you as a friend, like I did yesterday, please, you have your opinion and you want to give it to them, by all means, do it respectfully, because all you do is become white noise. If you want to put your point out there, do it in a way where people are going to take the time to read it. Like, this person has a point. The F-bombs left, right, and center, the POS stuff, it's don't be like some of these terrible people. That's all I'm going to say. And I'm hopefully I'm not boring you with that. It's just the popo in me can never stop.
It's good to say that.
I came from being a youth officer and a community affairs guy. Like, I worked with the community. which is how I transitioned myself into gaming. So got to put it out there because some people are red raged with stuff, and don't be red raged. Don't do that. Dreadful Sean. Oh wait, hold on a sec. Okay, Nightwolf 3186 drops an additional $10 super chat and says these reviews are exposing what we already know. The true review will be in seeing how long players are playing. Watch these so-called reviewers keep playing their mediocre games. I mean, listen, it's just a bit disingenuous when you have sites that are going to claim that they're doing these things through journalistic integrity views, and they're really not.
They hide behind it.
Yeah, they absolutely do.
It's crazy.
Dreadful Sean drops a very generous $10 in chat and says, I bet this review is going to become a last chance for some of these publications. If they are biased, Xbox might stop giving them reviews, or they get it with heavy stipulations, aka Eurogamer and Digital Foundry. John Wolf drops a very generous $5 super chat and says, hold the line, in all caps. Starfield will be everything we hoped it will be and more, and I absolutely agree. Nightwolf 3186 drops a very generous $5 super chat and says, Dan's Twitter, and I think I read it before, now that my Starfield review is over, I can move on to something different. Paraphrasing, serious, bro, you never cared, and that's true. We have Dan 95 drops a very generous £2 super chat, and he says, Dan Stapleton gave Fallout 4 a 9.5, which was buggy. I don't know, man. Drawn TJ drops an additional $2 super chat and says, Gaming Bolt gave it a 10 out of 10. Yeah, I mean, that's awesome for Gaming Bolt. Calorie drops a very generous $2 super chat. Volition Studio, Saints Row. Oh, wow. Has been shut down.
Volition?
Volition has been shut down by Embracer. Yeah, they have. And that we knew something was going to happen. Not saw so much that to them. Yeah. That's very sad because Volition's a very good studio.
Volition is dope, dude.
But unfortunately for Embracer, they bought a lot of studios. And, you know, Saints Row, the new one, which I was so excited for, it just didn't hit. I did not like it. It felt like I was using a bunch, no offense, but a bunch of like hipsters. And I'm not a hipster kind of a guy. Yeah. I'm just not. I like Saints Row for being the gang member silliness that they were. And they turned it into a bunch of, coffee house characters. I'm just not so much good there.
Guys can land on their feet and get some jobs, man. It's tough out there right now.
Yeah, seriously. Well, I'm hoping that somebody picks up these fine. Volition's a pretty loaded studio, so that I don't know how many people are going to be out of work, but that's in this era of the world. Forget gaming; it's so hard to put food on the table for some. And when you hear this, it's very disappointing. I hope that the call has gone out, and I will say the gaming industry is pretty good about reaching out to studios that close down to get people in there. And I hopefully a lot of these folks find work immediately because it's the world is very scary. Nightwolf 3186. Wow, dude. He drops an additional $10 super chat and says, Dan, I'm glad I powered through the early hours. Cause like Fallout 4 and Skyrim before it, there's still an immense amount to discover, and the pill to seek out is strong. Is that what he said in his review?
I think he's mocking him. I think he's changing
Okay. Because if that's what he said in his review, I'm like, that doesn't read as a 7 to me. That reads as like a 9. But okay. Grumble drops a very generous $5 super chat. First of all, Grumble, welcome to the show. And thank you so much for dropping a super chat. He says, Dan Stapleton was the IGN reviewer. He's the guy who trashed Xbox in a live chat and forgot to log out of the official IGN account. Wow. Okay. See, so that's sort of what I did read. It was correct. Good friend of the program, JFX88, drops a very generous $10 super chat and says, let's be honest. IGN and the owner lowball scores gave it a 7 because that's the lowest good score you yes. can give the game. Spider-Man exactly. will drop at IGN, and they'll give it a 9.5, even though it's another DLC. I mean, listen, I'm so excited for a lot of reasons. I've said this for Spider-Man, like as a Spider-Man guy, I'm excited, but for a personal reason, and I've said this before, I started collecting comics with my dad during the Symbionite saga. At least my dad started collecting comics with me. So you know how I feel about my pop. I mean, obviously I say what he told me as a kid, every show it's meaningful. Sure. Just like Miles Morales, because, and I said this, I'm not ashamed to say this, I'm a grown man. I cried like a baby after that Christmas scene because
so good.
That reminded me of my abuela, and that's exactly what her apartment looked like. It's crazy. And I almost started crying live on the air now because she's everything to me. So mm-hmm. there you go. Emilio Monterioso drops a very generous $5 from chat. Emilio, welcome to the show. Or Elio, I'm saying Emilio. Elio, thank you. Since IGN has always been trash. Yeah. I mean, we were all hoping for them to be better. Highlander 001 drops a very generous $2 super chat and says it would be easier just to say I quit. Oh my god. And Harky Chani, awesome dude of the community, gave away $100 a Starfield code last night on Primetime Gaming. Of course, you know he's a Primetime Gaming panel member. He's also on a good friend of this program, Dealer Show, each and every Tuesday. And of course, he works with Gaz and Asa over at a Game On Daily. He drops a very generous $5 super chat and says, as I was saying yesterday, the shenanigans are apparent, and we had to expect some of this. Of the 76 reviews on Open Critic, 6 of them are 7s, 1 is a 5. So out of 76 reviews, you know, 6 of them being 7, I don't think it's going to hurt the Metascore that much, and 1's a 5. The 5 one, I don't even know who did that. That's pretty bad. That's a broken game.
Some no name that no one's ever heard of.
First of all, I want to thank everybody. We had over 600 people here. I know there's a lot of other shows going on. I don't want to hold you up from checking out the Iron Lords, and obviously there's Xbox Era doing something. I want you to go and support all of my brothers and sisters. So let's get to the outros, and I just want to remind everybody, tomorrow at 10 a.m. we're doing a launch party for Starfield. I hope that oh my god, we got so much into Starfield. Okay, so there was no Xbox Factor podcast on Tuesday. And you ask why? Well, I have to thank Microsoft, and I have to thank Jeff Rubenstein, of course, of PR. Double Barrel Gaming was invited to a secret event in Manhattan, and I got to play Forza Motorsport for 2+ hours. Now, nice. I can't tell you about it yet. I can tell you what I was doing, where I was. That's the embargo that lifted today. There is another embargo that I'm under right now, and that is my gameplay experience with this new game that's coming out in October from Turn 10 Studios. Microsoft was incredibly awesome enough to let me take home a ton of footage of gameplay from me that I played in a capture card, and I'm going to be dropping a video, an extensive preview video of Forza Motorsport on September 11th. It's going to come the way of a video format. I'm putting the video, I'm writing my words now. I'm going to record everything, and I'm going to have it ready to go. Yes, I got a chance to play this Tuesday Forza Motorsport, and you'll be able to get my full-on opinion of the preview. And of course, I am going to be doing the review for the game as well. So big thank you to Microsoft, specifically Jeff Rubenstein, who has been nothing short of awesome. And there you go, folks. Double Barrel Gaming being recognized by Xbox and
we like to see.
Let's go. About time.
Thank you.
What we like to see, baby.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. And of course, I'll be doing my in-progress review, because I did get a review code from Bethesda for Starfield, and I'll be giving Double Barrel Gaming full-on review as well. So, of course, the channel has been recognized, and I'm honestly, I have to pinch myself because it's still a small channel, and to be a part of something so awesome, I'm incredibly humbled. So thank you for all the support. Let's get everyone out of here. Retri, listen, you're going to be busy. Obviously, you're going to be playing Starfield, but you got, you know, you still have, you know, Game Pass underscore daily. We want to get your, you know, your opinions out there. Please tell everyone with not only where they can follow you on social media, but subscribe to your YouTube channel.
Yeah, absolutely. Boom. You guys can obviously follow me at Game Pass underscore daily on Twitter and Game Pass daily on YouTube. I'll put that in the chat right now. Okay. And of course, we got Gamers Council every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we'll be talking about, well, Starfield, obviously, this week, because I'll be playing the crap out of it. I don't think I'm going to be getting much sleep.
8 o'clock.
Yeah, it's gonna be crazy. Shout out to everyone who's going to be a space pirate with me. And Crimson Fleet. Join the Crimson Fleet. Don't listen to Boom. It's more fun being a bad guy. Everyone knows that. So, you know, join me. Steal everything that is not nailed down to the, you know, to the spaceship. God. Be as bad as you want. Remember, it's not real life. It's a video game, guys. So it's all good. Thanks for having me, guys. It was a blast. And guys, we're going to be able to do our own reviews for Starfield very soon, less than 7 hours to go. So I'm pumped, man.
I have to disagree with Retri. I'm gonna be a lawman. I'm gonna be a bounty hunter. I'm going to bring honor and integrity back to the universe. And one sandwich at a time. I'm gonna say that right now.
You are so lucky. This isn't. We can't play together. Boom. I'll be coming right after.
My own brother, Neo Mental, you prick. He said that if there was a multiplayer mode, he would hunt me down, steal my sandwiches, murder me, and steal my shit.
Damn, I would have left you alive.
Shit. Damn. No. He wouldn't leave me alive. He would kill me and take my
stuff. Don't tell me he was secretly the one that did that to you on Sea of Thieves, too.
Right.
He better not be. If I ever found out that was my brother Dan, I'm going to whoop his ass cowboy style. I'm going to tell you that right now. Nightwolf 3186, folks, check this out. He says that is what Dan Stapleton said in his review verbatim.
What? So he just didn't want to give it the score. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what he did. He just didn't want to give it to it. That son of a...
Yes. Yeah, this is... Okay, so again, let me read it. Dan Stapleton, this is his review. I'm glad I powered through the early hours, because just like Fallout 4 and Skyrim before it, there's still an immense amount to discover, and the pill to seek out is strong. Wow, that sounds like a 9.
Saying
seven.
I powered just through like is like Fallout saying like it was nine like it stinks in the beginning. That's exactly what he's saying. I had to power Pretty through much. Like it was tough to get through the beginning of the game.
Yeah. It is.
Skip IGN,
is.
Guys. Don't click on this stuff.
For what I'm seeing, though, Jazz is in line with how it takes a minute to get going, and I think that's probably the bigger problem. You have some people who are just, I'm going to say this as nicely.
You ain't got the patience.
They don't have the patience. That's the nice way. That's yeah. I'm grateful you said that.
What did Windows Central give up?
You were going to say something else. That wasn't quite nice. How you going to say something not quite nice?
Bunch of lazy ass motherfuckers.
What did did anyone know what Windows Central gave it?
Yeah,
it's like a 4.5 or something.
4.5, I think.
4.5. Yeah, 4.5 out of 5.
All right, so that's an 85. So
he points out that it takes a while.
No, 4.5 is a 9.
It's a 9 right there.
Oh, it's a 9. Okay. All right. So there you go. You know what, C-Money, we're going to get to you in a second. Obviously, you're going to tell people about where I'm going to be on the 5th.
Looking
forward to that. I get the chance to hang out with you and your wife. Umbra, you have a show tonight, obviously, with Daniel McGee. Mm-hmm. I want to put that on Front Street because, obviously, I'm a big supporter of the work that you do. I love you like a brother. The success is very apparent. It's very deserved. You put out a great, a significant amount of content on a consistent basis. Please, by all means, sell the brand of The Fix. And more importantly, where can people follow you on social media?
So on social media, you all can find me Infinite Umber or Umber Infinite. You'll find me either way on Twitter, X, or whatever you want to call it this week. And I'll just say this too, like, don't let the sevens and these clowns get you guys down. We're going to have a great game to play tonight. Yeah. So I'm excited as hell to jump into it. And because of that is why we're going an hour early tonight on The Fix. So we're going to go at 6 o'clock my time.
Okay.
7 o'clock your time. Boom. So 7 o'clock Eastern.
I will be in the chat as I always am.
And we're only going for an hour.
I was going to say, you're going to edit exactly right. Yeah. See you guys later.
I'm not on the show, so you're good.
Right. We're going to keep it very straightforward. We're going to, you know, go over news, briefly as we can. There has been some news, by the way. Volition closed down.
Yes, I feel so bad for those fine folks over there. Anyone that loses their job is always very sad.
Absolutely. Yeah, it sucks, man. It's unfortunate. I actually like to put some a lot of their past games. But we're going to keep it really quick and succinct and get through it. Come through and share your thoughts with us. And we're going to get out of here and go play some Starfield right after that, folks. So
nice.
Yeah, come
on. We're looking forward to it. And obviously, the success that you guys have had on the channel is just the work speaks for itself, brother. So it's great to see you and Dan succeed on your show. I love to see it. Love to see it. And love to see anyone that wants to put the work in succeed. And of course, talking about succeeding, See Money and Family. Folks, if you're not subscribed to See Money and his family, I think you're doing it wrong. They have a lot of fun.
Appreciate
his wife and the kids are awesome. Obviously, See Money, you've seen him on. He's part of Xbox Factor Podcast. He's been on many of the shows. See Money, by all means, sell your brand and maybe tell people about where I'm going to show up next week. And more importantly, where can people follow you and the family on social media?
Absolutely. So again, before I get into that, Boom, thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it. Again, it was a pleasure being with my homie Umbra and chilling with Red Tree. This was so dope. Yeah. So I really do appreciate it. It got a little tinged the idea of what happened today because of IGN, but that's okay. Because Umbra said, we're going to still live in that glory of Starfield, baby. We're all playing. So we're good.
Uh-huh.
As far as I'm concerned, you can follow me right there at See Money Forever on Twitter. My wife Doodle is in the chat right there.
See her. Welcome, darling. Welcome.
And she's at Doodle2BeFree with the letter B. So you can follow her as well. So we have our channel, and we actually last week I was on and I said there were some things kind of working up in the pipeline for shows. And so we do have them in place, right? So one of the first things that we're doing is we have a new show that we're doing. It's a short show. It's about an hour. It's on Monday mornings at 9:00 Eastern time. It's called Morning Quest. It's just a time for me and my wife to just kind of talk with, the people, talk with each other, talk with chat, start the week off, right and fun. It's going to be a good time. Right. So definitely check that out. Mondays, 9:00 Eastern time, AM. And then we have finally, after all this time, we're nailing down a time slot for Saturdays for us. So we have our podcast, On Point, the Gaming Newscast, and we will be going live at 6 p.m. Eastern time on Saturdays. So that's when we will go ahead and do that. And that's a show with me, my wife, and my eldest son, where we just go over the week's news, the biggest news, and we have a good time. Plus we talk about anime and movies, TVs, all that fun stuff. So we definitely have a good time. Our shows have been getting super duper long, so we are going to be trimming them down because last week we crossed over 7 hours last week, and I think that was like the nail in the coffin. You know what I'm saying? It was just too, like, we didn't feel it because we were just going, but it's like,
well, you're just having fun. That's what it's supposed to be about. It's about family, it's about fun. And you have
absolutely. So we're gonna bring that down.
Shout out to Doodle and the family, by the way.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's my girl, my lady.
Forever, so, my lady. You're gonna start singing and see my
sing it, baby. and then last but certainly not least, so we have been over this time frame, especially now, kind of been introduced to all you guys and really being welcomed into the community so much as you guys have. I really, really appreciate it. And Boom, I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to do that. And I've met so many cool people now, and I'm really, really happy with that. So I thank you. So we have been kind of racking our brains because we've been wanting to come up with a show that we can have people on. Okay. So for the first time ever, we are going to start a brand new show, and it's going to be based off of a show that me and my wife has. So me and my wife have a show called Her, Him, and a Mic, where we, get to talk about whatever we want to talk about in a, that given week or whatever it is. But we're starting a new show called Her, Him, and a Guest. And that show is going to start next Tuesday. So this upcoming Tuesday, the 5th, it's going to be at 7:00 Eastern time. And the first guest that we're going to have on the show is none other than the man himself, Mr. Boomstick XL. He was gracious enough to join us on our first video, on our first show. So I really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Boom, for doing that. That's so cool.
Oh, my pleasure, brother. Thank you for the invite, of course.
Yes. Absolutely. And I'm going to be, you know, reaching out to a bunch of, you know, my new friends to kind of come hang with us for a while, meet the wife, you know, get to kind of chill. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a good time. We actually do. I'll kind of drop this in here, too. We actually have our second guest already lined up and already confirmed. And that is going to be none other than King David.
Oh, that's
from the
great.
Iron Lord podcast.
What a follow-up. Nice. Holy matrimony. That's awesome.
Absolutely. My man King Dave is going to drop by. He's going to chill with us. So, yeah, we're really, really pumped with the show, for the show. It's going to be, you know, us. It's going to be like a soft, like when the first time the guest comes on, we'll have like, we'll talk, you know, like a soft interview, not like an interview, more like telling them a little about ourselves, ask some kind of questions that, you know, not really asked too many times, you know, just kind of there. And then we'll talk some news, some gaming news, whatever it is that we're, that's going on. It's going to be probably about between 90 minutes and 2 hours. So it's not going to be crazy long. But yeah, it's going to be really, really cool. So we would love for you to come by, check out the channel, you know, hit the subscribe button, hit the bell. And yeah, man, we're excited. We're almost at 11K. So anybody coming by, hit the subscribe button. We really, really appreciate it.
Yes. Well, thank you, brother, for the invite. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for putting yourself out there in the community. I want to say a big thank you to all of the very generous super chats that have come in that continue to obviously power the show on the back ends, especially when it comes to like equipment and lighting and mics and programs. But it also allows for Mrs. Boom and I to do what we really, truly enjoy doing, and that is giving back. And for the, we have for the remainder of the year, because Stalker 2 has been delayed, that's that big contest where we're giving away 15 copies is going to be pushed into 2024. So what we decided to do, because of course, you know, obviously we want to give back as much as we can, there's going to be three big shows coming up for giveaways. One in September, which is next month, we're doing a $500 giveaway for Boom's birthday bash. On November, for my wife's birthday, instead of celebrating her birthday, we're going to celebrate by giving the prizes away, and we're going to give $500 away in one show there. But the Christmas show, or the holiday show, if you will, we have decided, Mrs. Boom and I, because, of course, the Stalker situation has been pushed into 2024, we're giving away $1,500 worth of prizes in 2 hours. We're going to do it through a picker, as you would know, that it picks the winner. What we are doing, and that many shows don't do, is we will recognize winners outside of the U.S. So if you are, let's say, in London and you win a prize, or you are in South Africa and you win a prize, well, you win the prize. The only caveat, folks, is that we have to use PayPal. So if you win $100 prize, because I can't send the code, I will send you, or Mrs. Boom and I will send you the $100 through PayPal. We will pay all transfer fees. And if the denomination is more in your country, we pick up that tab. You pay nothing. We're one of the few channels that do that. We're very proud to say that if you support this channel, regardless of where you are in the world, we are going to make it our business to get you your digital prize. And if that means taking money out of our account, send to you in the prize number, that's what we're going to do, because everyone that supports this channel is of course going to be supported by Mrs. Boomstick and myself. So a big thank you to all the super chats. They really help more than you know. They help fund these things, because obviously I'm a retired dude, and even though I have a really good pension, it does have a ceiling. And of course, like every show, and of course my father is my hero. He told me something that I hope one day will be important to you as much as it is important to me. And he would say, Craig, treat others. You want to be treated. And also, it doesn't cost anything to be nice. You live by those rules, Craig. I can guarantee you, you're going to have an awesome day. So take care, everyone. And we'll see you next week on the newest episode of X-Vlog Live.
Hey.